When I look at other people's opinions, like if I don't agree with you, I can't really just be like, yeah, I'm gonna empathize and like show you a lot of empathy, see how you see it. Like if I strongly disagree with you, I will say that I strongly disagree with you, and it's harder for me to sway into that public opinion. And if like other people are like, so let's say they're gonna do something, and I'm like, yeah, that's not what I want to do, it's easier for me to be like, I'm gonna check out, even if I can see that it's the socially appropriate thing to do, or maybe like the socially polite thing to say. I feel like I'm going against my own word, and when I choose to do that, actually, I get sort of psychologically weaker. I guess we can see this even from the Jungian psychology perspective. Like, if I bend my persona way too much, I actually get weaker as an individual. Like, I don't think working on my is good. It's actually when I firmly see that what everyone else is ignoring, like literally other people are doing this, but this is a very relevant social need that no one else is doing. Like, hey, we should be doing this podcast. No one's putting their hand up for the podcast. Everyone else is ignoring this part. Why are we ignoring this part? That actually puts me more in a position of power than me bending over and looking like, oh, you guys need this? Like, let me try to connect with you guys. Let's blah, blah, blah.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that. I kind of do that a bit in a way too, in order of different subtypes. And
That could also be, when I think about it, it could be primary versus abstract. And this could be more of an abstract kind of thing, where we're more focused on like secondary needs rather than fulfilling the primary needs. The top of the Maslow's kind of thing versus the kind of the bottom of the Maslow's.
yeah, for me, this is very much that fulfilling my abstract needs. I'm mostly focused on other things than what I'm doing right here right now. I know I need to keep doing this to progress. It's kind of hard. He's like focusing on moderating the sub and stuff like that. I just don't. I mean, I'm focused on other things, right?
One of my observations is that the primary is more, they are very involved in their sensations, are really like very sensitive to their sensations. That's why the timeline of like 2 weeks or today or the next 2 weeks, it's very, very important to them. But I feel the abstracts are a little bit more like dissociated from their sensations. If you hurt them today or like the next 2 weeks, it's like okay, but they're like paying attention to the next idea anyways. It's like they're not paying so much attention to their sensations that much. Another example is like, let's say like the difference between a primary harmonizer and a secondary harmonizer I see is like the primary harmonizer, let's say they're going to church and let's say they suddenly like not believe in God anymore. The content of the thing is not as important as the family and the people there. So they'll continue to go to church because they like the people there because it's really relevant to their sensations and they feel really involved in it. However, the secondary harmonizer will probably just leave because he doesn't believe in church anymore. So he'd be like, you know what? That concept, that abstract concept, I don't really believe in that anymore. So I'd really do like the people here, but I'm gonna find another place where I can, you know, where I might believe in, because that concept is much more important.
All right, I think I have an example. And sorry, I disassociate here. One difference between, I think, primary and secondary or abstract is something I do with myself a lot. What you can really learn a lot about yourself is in the terms of the breakups and psychological frustration. If you think of the primary, they're like, well, this person cooked me dinner. This person is always there. They're always punctual. They did what they said they were going to do. They were going to take care of your primary need. They fed you. They took care of you. They were there when they said they were. Abstract needs is like, well, yeah, but is this the person I would view myself being with in the future? Is this the person that can satisfy my abstract? Does this person complete me? Does this person, make me whole? I think that's a really good way to see primary and abstract.
Yeah, are they a good conversational partner?
Yeah, exactly. And that can be kind of mixed because, I've had abstract. Well, yeah, we were really good in the abstract, but there was no primary. And just because you're on one scale of the dichotomy doesn't mean you don't want. Just because I'm abstract doesn't mean I don't want the primary. It's like I want it very desperately. And just because I'm intuitive doesn't mean I don't want the sensitive, because I do want that. That's just how it works, And it's not any different with the more abstractive.
If one person, let's just say, like is driven to complete like a huge task of, you know, bringing Jungian typology to the public, like that's a huge task. right? And your mind is, it has to be involved there because it's has to think about things that have not been thought about before. And sometimes you sacrifice your own needs just because you need to obsess about it, or your mind is focusing on the next thing or the next bigger thing that you can accomplish to make sure that. And so you do need that polar opposite somewhere to be there for you every day, because you're not watching your, it's difficult. And that's probably why subtype duality should work similarly to duality, because in duality, it's not your dual teaching you to do those things. It's actually they just take care of it because they're much better at it. In terms of that abstract primary relationship, if the primary type is taking care of your primary needs and taking care of the primary needs of the relationship as a whole, then it's easier for you to, as the secondary type, take care of the secondary needs. Like, okay, and I can just focus on the fact that our whole partnership and our trajectory and our entire path of how it's going to develop, rather than whether you cook for me or I cook for you, or whether you like me right now intensely or I like you intensely. Like, you should pay attention to that primary subtype. I'll pay attention to the whole trajectory of this, like where it's going to go and like the bigger milestones.
The one thing I did notice in my past relationships, primary and secondary relationships are pretty important. You know, I have SI problems. I need a lot of SI stuff, you know, FISE, you know, which is no surprise because oceanics. The primary types, I don't know, they're kind of weird. They don't really realize what they're shadowing in terms of absolute. Primary types, from my perspective, don't quite get it. If I were to imagine their perspective of me is like, I can't take care of myself, which I think is the basic dichotomy there. People that talk about the bigger picture just don't really know how to light, you know?
I guess that would make sense of why secondary types could come off more needy, especially when a breakup happens. It's because they can't take care of their primary needs and feelings are primary. And I can see the opposite true, like when the primary type was working in a job and they suddenly lose their job. They're like, oh, what? They're scrambling to think about what's next because they're not thinking about their whole entire life trajectory. They're just thinking about how to get by or the immediate needs right now.
Yes, that's a very good point. Yeah, I'm noticing the primary types, like, they're so focused on what I do now. How do I survive? For me, that's not very difficult. Like, I can show you how to, I get that shit. My existential, what I do now. And, you know, I'm not a primary type, so I see what the counterpoint of that is. They probably have some beautifully simple idea of how to get by that I'm not aware of, but they have problems with the app.
I could see that. Like, the primary would try to really remove, like, the stink or the last flavor of their last lover by replacing it with another one. They would just go to the gym, or they would go to go party or whatever. They would just sensory experience, whatever that's going to distract them. They're going to replace that 1 week or the next 2 weeks, right? It's like, okay, I'll just take more pictures and then I won't be able to see the last few pictures that we took together. And the secondary is going to be more like, oh, I need to rebirth from the flames. I need to look at my whole trajectory of everything. Like, I was thinking about going this way for the next 5 years, but now I think, like, go through, like, the foundational building blocks of everything and just, like, put my mind back together and just, like, reformat and put this here and then put that here and then do all of these kind of, like, self-questioning to see if I was, like, right on the right path. Where was I wrong?
Yeah, the primary is like, well, yeah, maybe I'll just go fuck someone else. And there's a lot of people like that. I, you know, like, some. Maybe I'll switch strategies. Maybe I'll just, you know, like when I was 25, when I just got divorced the first only time. Like, well, you know, I'm going to be more extra outgoing. And E, I'm going to be more anything I'm not. And it, boy, it did not work out well for me for the most part. But it was a lot of fun, kind of. It was like a lot of shame. And, you know, that's when I realized, well, for sure I'm abstract. Women that are going to be into me are going to be into me because my words, I'm not go around chasing them like, hey, baby, that works terribly for me, which is kind of why I like this human design thing, because that really resonates. You can describe it human as a know yourself. Like, I'm not primary.
Yeah, you're definitely not. That's probably why the secondary harmonizers sound so abstract. kind of like the initiating point where they're trying to flow into kind of a more flexible direction, a distance where they're distancing themselves from the entire problem itself and looking at more from like general overall. So I can kind of see why the NI subtype is extremely, extremely, extremely abstract in their, the distancing secondary makes it extremely hard to look at the problem if they're not really connecting with it.